disturbing story. Now, over the weekend, Egyptian authorities referred 19 Americans and two dozen other NGO employees in Cairo to trial. They're reportedly being charged with brewing unrest in Egypt. Egypt's International Cooperation Minister, a former Mubarak regime member, says an investigation by her bureau has uncovered plots aimed at striking at Egypt's stability. Among the Americans being sent to trial is Sam LaHood, the head of the son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. But many Egyptian nationals may be facing prosecution, too. Joining us now is Charles Dunn, Director for Middle East and North Africa Programs for Freedom House, a global NGO that supports human rights, from our partner, the BBC, that supports human rights. Charles, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what is the MO here for the Egyptians? I mean, are they going to try these individuals and then deport them at the end and make a show of this? Or is there a likelihood of prison time, some sort of forced detention that could be open-ended?
Well, the charges that have been suggested but not actually formally offered to all of these people could carry a sentence of up to 5 years. So we're very, very concerned about the future of our people there.
And is this something that the Egyptian authorities have ever done before with NGOs on such a comprehensive basis?
No, that's what's so startling about the whole thing, is that even under Mubarak, the Egyptian government never assaulted international NGOs. One or two Egyptian NGOs, yes, but this is an escalation that is surprising to everybody in the NGO community.
We're talking to Charles Dunn, Director for Middle East and North Africa Programs for Freedom House. Describe a little bit, and I'm not trying to get you into sensitive territory here, but to work in countries around the world, NGOs have to make informal arrangements. There are sorts of agreements of what lines you cross, what lines you don't cross, with the idea that you're trying to be relatively consistent with the mission of the NGO, but without compromising the host government in some way. How difficult is that for an organization like yours, and how difficult has it become in Egypt?
Well, it can be very tricky because there are certain legal arrangements you have to make to protect your individual employees. Sometimes, as we did in Egypt for a number of years, we work offshore. In other words, we have a representative there, but all of our training and activity is done in another country. So that's what we've been doing. We expected that after the uprising in Egypt that overthrew Mubarak, the operational environment would become much easier. In fact, it's become much more difficult. So we are now, for example, looking at all kinds of different ways that we can continue with our programs but not run afoul of the Egyptian authorities.
You know, one of the things that was the case in the Iranian Revolution is that when the Iranians took U.S. hostages, they were playing on a domestic political reality that Americans were fundamentally unpopular. And so when you called the United States the Great Satan, it was a real rallying cry for people in the streets. That's not the case in Egypt. Do you get any sense that foreign workers working for NGOs are unpopular in some broad domestic sense in Egypt?
No, I don't think they are, but this is what the government is exactly trying to do. They're trying to make them unpopular. So they've undertaken, for example, an unprecedented campaign in the press, you know, to vilify and demonize everybody who is either working for an international NGO or who is working with them, which includes hundreds of Egyptian organizations. And the entire purpose is to first strike a nationalistic chord and help make the SCAF, the military council that's ruling the country, more popular. And it's also to undercut the entire basis for these organizations who are operating in Egypt.
So if, as you're suggesting, the Egyptian government, or such as it is, needs to really sort of inflame a situation that isn't already there, that would argue that they may really want to send these folks to prison. They may really want to put them on a very public show trial as a way of inflaming people, and that a quiet sort of ritualized kind of show trial followed by deportation is probably not going to be the scenario at all.
Well, I think that's certainly a very real possibility and one that has us very worried. It's hard to fathom what the Egyptian government could gain out of such a trial, especially if people, certainly American citizens and sons of U.S. cabinet officials, end up in prison. That can only destroy the U.S.-Egyptian relationship. But in a certain sense, this whole crisis, which has been created by the Egyptian government, is on autopilot, and somebody has to take charge of this and figure out a way to climb down.
So in a sense, the Muslim Brothers have to step up and explicitly say that this is forbidden, or some majority in the parliament has to take a step. Are you concerned about your, I gather you have a half a dozen employees or so in Egypt right now?
Yeah, we have about 5 employees right now in Egypt. And look, I would agree with you. I think the newly empowered parliament has to take charge of this issue. The Muslim Brotherhood has sent mixed signals on the whole thing. Some of the officials of the Muslim Brotherhood have said, these organizations have to operate under Egyptian law and have basically supported what the military is doing right now. Others have said, in a very broad sense, we favor more freedom for the NGO community, and we'll stand up for that. One of these two sides in the Muslim Brotherhood really needs to stand up right now, because the future of Egypt is at stake.
I asked you if you were worried about your 5 employees. You didn't answer me. Now, that may be because you're sensitive about it. Are you worried?
Yes. Am I worried?
About your employees?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well,
we're very worried.
Well, good luck to you. Charles Dunn, Director for Middle East and North Africa Programs for Freedom House. He has, as he says, 5 employees in Egypt, among 19 Americans and 24 other NGO employees in Cairo who are going to be sent to trial. His employees not part of that, but certainly a disturbing situation for NGOs operating in Egypt.